with Fisherman Forecast. I'm Rick Bourne, MSONewsSports.com, and we are once again with Gloucester High School football coach Tony Cerulean. Coach, first of all, congratulations. You've hit some of your objectives, and you have won the Northeastern Conference South. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, it feels good. You know, I think we've won our league or division or whatever you want to call it. I guess I'd call it the league 2 out of the last 3 years. So, you know, we're pretty excited here that we accomplished that first goal, and now it's on to the playoffs.
Tony, it seems to be a business-like attitude with the kids. You know, they play week to week, and you rolled up a 6-1 record right now. But it does seem attitudinally, if I can use that phrase, as I said, business as usual. They're not too excited. I don't know how they were after the Beverly game. They're not too high, is what I'm trying to say. And they played Beverly first time around, so it looks like a good attitude going into the game.
We try to keep it even keeled, right? You can't go too high or too low, so we try to keep them right in the middle. Obviously, after wins, we're excited, and you know, then we watch film and we talk to them about the things that they did wrong and the things that we need to work on, and then we get back to work. And that's kind of how it is. It is kind of business as usual. And this is just another week. Obviously, there's a lot more importance being in the playoffs, but we're approaching it the same way. We have an opponent. We're going to put in a game plan, we're going to practice that game plan, and we're going to go out there, and we're going to try to execute that game plan, and that's just like what we do every week.
I think what was missing this year was Gloucester versus Marblehead, Gloucester versus Danvers, Gloucester versus Peabody, but now there's a chance to do that. And looking back, Tony, I'm sure you've looked back at the first game where Beverly played so well, and then you've seen Beverly since then. What do you, looking back at that first game, and other films of Beverly since then, what do you take away from that? And again, I want to go back to that first game because it seemed to me, once again, like your kids just weren't quite up to the speed of the game.
Yeah, it's funny. I keep watching and watching that film, and we just made stupid mistakes, especially on the offensive side of the ball. That's what really kind of irritated me is that, you know, I felt like if we could move the ball at least against them, you know, where the scoring ended up, I don't know. But, you know, it's just frustrating watching three and out punt. And it's little mistakes. And it was one guy here or one guy there and or the guy not hitting the hole correctly or the guy missing a block. And I think we were a lot better team than we were. I think we know our assignments a lot better. I think we're running with more passion with our running backs at this point in the season. I think we've built a lot of confidence the last couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take that confidence into this game. I think what happened against that first week is it was a long, long time ago. You know, we came out, we were expecting a tough classical team, and we beat them, and I think we got a little bit ahead of ourselves. And, you know, it was a good game. Beverly put us back into place, and since then we've been working really hard to, you know, become a better team, and I think we have. I think week to week we become a better team throughout the season, and I think it's great to have a rematch against Beverly at this point in the season where I think we're a better team than we were back then.
With the opportunity for some of your younger kids to play and get some experience and a lot of experience in the last few weeks, does that give you a little more depth? Is there a chance that some of these kids have developed along the way, or is it pretty much, the veterans out there?
No, we've definitely seen some of the younger kids excel over the last couple of weeks, and, you know, it's put a thought in our mind that, well, maybe some of these kids are ready to play. You know, we're not talking about freshmen or sophomores here, right, but we're talking about some of the junior class that, you know, showed something out there, and you know, you'll see some new faces on the D line, maybe not as starters, but you'll see them play this week, and you know, it's great when you get to witness some of these guys kind of grow up through the course of the season, and the only chance you ever get to see that is when these guys get a chance to play and be out there on the field, and luckily we've had the opportunity the last 3 or 4 weeks to see that.
Christian or Brucey Sanfilippo was one of those kids who really made an impact when he got a chance to get in there.
Yeah, and that started last year. You know, that started last year towards the end of the season. We started playing him a lot more as a sophomore. And going into this season, he kind of took a back seat in the first couple games to the seniors who played a lot. And, you know, it was actually after that Beverly week, we decided we need to get Christian the ball more. And, you know, he's been really running very well the last 4 or 5 weeks.
All right, now you look at Beverly, and there's a team that had a little bit of a dip a couple of weeks ago, played strong all year long, and came back and played strong again last week. And across the league, everybody has knocked everybody else off in that north. So, you know, Beverly, a seasoned team, a veteran team with some terrific athletes.
Yeah, I don't know if they necessarily took a dip. I just think there's some strong competition in that league with, you know, Marblehead and Danvers and Peabody. I just think it's a tough competition, and it's a grind. Week to week, you're going up against really good competition up there. So I don't know if Beverly took a dip. I would just say that they got in a few games and things got out of control for them, and they met some good competition, some good, solid competition.
I stand corrected. I agree with you totally. I should have. That's a much better way to put it, Coach. Finally, I think you know, in a game of this magnitude, when you have two teams that, at least on paper now at this point in the season, are very evenly matched, obviously ball security is paramount and mistakes. So these are something that I'm sure both schools have worked hard on getting into the kids' heads, that you got to hold onto the ball and you can't lose your temper. You've got. I mean, I saw last week in a game that we did, we saw. Two unsportsmanlike conduct players, penalties on one player in the first period, and you just can't do that.
Two unsportsmanlikes on one player?
Yep.
Isn't that an ejection?
I think it was, except I think they called a personal foul differently, and like they changed it to, like, I don't know, a face mask or something or other, but there were two on one player. He did leave the game.
He came back.
Yeah, and he did come back in. He was chastised, rightfully so, by his coach, but we don't mention a name. But obviously it was in the heat of the moment. And, you know, football is an emotional game. You're smacking each other. You're angry out there, but you still have to have control.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's an emotional game, and it's physical, and you're beating on each other for, you know, 44 minutes. So emotions can run a little wild. You just have to have that discipline to know that, if I do something stupid here, I'm going to hurt my teammates. It's not just about you. It's about all the things that your teammates have been working for. And when you do something stupid, you get yourself thrown out of the game, or you get yourself a personal foul, give the other team 15 yards and another opportunity. That hurts the whole team. So you just have to be smart about it. You know, we've been in those places before. Last year, Thanksgiving, you know, we had several personal fouls that, you know, cost us in that game. And it does. It costs you the game because it's stupid penalties that can be avoided. As far as ball control or holding on to the football, we've done pretty well with that this year. So, you know, hopefully, knock on wood, we'll carry that through the next couple of weeks.
I don't see Coach Walter on here to give me the number one up there. Coaches have long memories, though, mentioning Thanksgiving. But fun season up to this point, Coach, and we wish you well.
Thank you.
All right, that's Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli with Fisherman Forecast. I'm Rick Moore on MSONewsSports.com.